Hey guys, here Eric Peacock here again with Get Fit with Eric on the podcast here, part two of our six steps to get rid of the dad bod. I want to cover three more points today. This is going to be a short and sweet one, but these are three things you need to think about when you're really trying to improve your physique. And it's not, like I said on the last podcast, you don't have to fix them all at once, but just all things you want to consider in terms of getting rid of the dad bod. These all have a place in that process. So I'm going to talk about cardio exercise because I think a lot of people typically just migrate to what's easy, you know, getting on the elliptical, going for a jog, things that are comfortable and easy. And while it's good to move your body, cardio-wise, you really want to start tracking your cardio workouts. I recommend purchasing a Fitbit or an Apple Watch or some type of device like that where you can track your calories. And instead of basing it on time, basing it on calories. And a good place to start for most guys is probably 250 to 300 calories on a cardio session. So you have an app on those devices, you have a feature where you can put in whatever type of mode of cardio you're doing, whether it's an elliptical, running, biking, whatever it is, and you put that mode in and then you track your calories burned. And this is something I used for my physique show, and it was really, really effective because what I found out is, you know, one day when I do 30 minutes of cardio, if I was low on energy and I was kind of half-ass, I wouldn't burn as many calories. Days I had more energy and I could work harder and get my heart rate up, I'd actually burn more calories. So it was good to set a calorie burning goal. And like I said, 250 to 300 calories is a good place to start and then build on that from there. Because if you're trying to cut body fat, you want to make sure you're creating a caloric deficit. And I'm not saying that the Fitbit's the most accurate, but it'll be consistent information for you. So starting to set a calorie burn goal, and that's a good way to manage your cardio. I don't think you need to do more than 3 days per week. Sometimes people just migrate to cardio to lose weight. I think you really need to include your strength training, make that metabolic and make it a priority like I talked about in the last podcast, and your nutrition. But I think cardio comes in third place, and you want to do some extra cardio, especially if you sit at a desk like a lot of us do. It's a good way to get your steps in, get some movement in during the day. And I kind of like go back to the rule of four, no more than four intense workouts a week, because you have two types of cardio, high intensity and you have kind of the old school steady state. And they're both good. The high intensity cardio I would use maybe once or twice a week. And if you're doing high intensity strength workouts, really the rule is no more than four high intensity workouts a week. So if you're doing three high intensity strength workouts, adding one HIIT cardio and two steady state is probably going to be a better bet, because too many high intensity workouts will jack up your cortisol. And cortisol, when it gets high, you remember that hormone, that stress hormone, when we get too much, we typically are going to put down more body fat and it's going to be hard to build muscle, which are the two goals we really want to have. So very, very important that we, you know, just kind of manage our cardio. And I think, you know, you're doing 250 to 300 calories, that might put you at 20 to 30 minutes to start out with. And then vary your modes too. You know, sometimes we migrate into what's easy, like elliptical, because it's easy. But I think running's really good too, if you can handle it in your joints, but also not running every time too, because you got to manage your joints. So kind of mix your cardio up a little bit, change it up every once in a while so your body doesn't get too comfortable with it. And, you know, as you find your fat loss is slowing down, then you just add more calories to your calorie burn total and just kind of bring that up by 50, 100 calories at a time. So that's what I'll say about cardio. Next one I want to talk about is supplementation. You know, I hear people say this all the time, I can get it from my diet. You could get enough vitamins and minerals from your diet, but most people are going to fall way short just because of the average American diet is not conducive to that. We all don't have organic gardens. We don't eat organic fruits and vegetables. It's 7 to 11 servings a day. Now, I'm not to say that vitamins are going to fix everything, but they're going to help fill in gaps. And I would recommend taking a good USP grade multivitamin, just because that's going to help make sure you get everything you need in optimal dosages. Kind of like, I always look at it like when you have optimal dosages of vitamins and minerals, it's like your spark plugs in your car are all firing on the right cylinders. Spark plugs aren't the fuel in the car, but they make the car work so that you can use the fuel. And that's a lot what vitamins and minerals do. They help stimulate your body to create its own energy. They help stimulate the immune system. They help reduce inflammation and breakdown in the body. They help transport things to and fro, you know, nutrients around the body. So very, very important that we get enough vitamins and minerals in optimal amounts. Also, omega-3 fatty acids. You know, these are really big too, because they have a natural anti-inflammatory effect. They're great for your cardiovascular system. They also help level your blood sugar, which is going to help you lose body fat. So those omega-3s, and one other thing I forgot to mention is they actually do help repair your gut lining wall. And gut health, like I mentioned in the nutrition part, is really, really important too. So multivitamin, omega-3s. And then the third one I would say is a probiotic. Just, I like to take a probiotic in the morning just because I want to have good bacteria in my gut consistently, kind of putting it in there, because it's going to help me break down the food and get rid of the bad stuff and absorb the good stuff. And it helps reduce bloating. It helps reduce any stomach issues. You just feel better. Plus, when you have those good bacteria in your gut, you have a good immune system, and you can't train and make progress if you're getting sick all the time. So those are my big three when it comes to supplementation. Other things you can throw in there are branched chain amino acids, which if you're training really hard and you're trying to cut fat, which can help, you know, make sure your body holds on to muscle and loses fat. I like to use those too as well. There's other things like ZMA, and I'll probably do a podcast on just more advanced supplementation, but I would start with the big three. A good multivitamin, make sure it's USP grade, a fish oil, and a probiotic. Those are the big three I'd start with when it comes to supplementation. We're not talking about cuckoo berry roots from Dr. Oz or anything like that. We're talking about basic supplementation to give your body what it needs to function at the highest level. Lastly, I want to talk about sleep and stress. I'm going to kind of put that in one category. Stress is always going to be there, guys, and it's not going to go away. We always say, well, you know, when my stress is down, then I'll do this, or when life's not less busy. So we have to learn that, you know, we have to just accept the fact that we're not going to lose, to get rid of the stress, but we have to find better ways to manage it. And one thing I've been doing lately that's been really, really helpful is just a daily stress break. And it might be a 10-minute power nap. It might be just closing my eyes, listening to some good music, or I have some stuff on my iTunes, some kind of relaxation things that take you through 10 or 15 minutes of a relaxation exercise. Sometimes it's taking a walk. Sometimes it's laying out on the deck or going and doing, just going out and laying in the sun for 10 to 15 minutes. Whatever it is for you, it's really important that you have those downtimes during the day, because remember, when we're in a downtime and we're getting out of that stressed out, amped up environment, we're in the rest and digest system, the parasympathetic nervous system, is that's where our body can repair and grow itself. And if we're always amped up and stressed out, we're producing lots of cortisol. And like I mentioned before, cortisol, we need cortisol, but we get too much of it going all the time. We're a constant fight or flight mode. That is not conducive to our goals. And I would also say this is, you know, what I like to do to help manage stress, because, you know, going into the week, a lot of times we spend our time reacting to things which stresses us out, is to plan your days out, block time for the things that are important. You know, whether it's your workout, it's time with your family. It could be, I like to have mindset spiritual time in the morning. It also means like big projects at work, block time when you're going to work on those projects, shut your phone off, shut your Outlook and your email off, so you can just knock that thing out. So I find that really helps me to kind of plan my week out ahead of time, so that I'm being proactive and I know what I'm going to work on which days and how much time I've got, versus, you know, waking up every morning, okay, what am I going to do today, or what am I going to react to today, versus having a plan and going into the week with a plan. So managing your time is a big part of stress management. And that's one thing I think will help, is just to really find things to get out of stress, and also to manage your time better. Will help reduce the stress, will help you deal with the stress better, because the stress isn't going away. And then the last piece is, we want to make sure we're getting sleep. And I know this is always my hardest one too, just to kind of be completely transparent here. You know, I'm a type A, so I like to stay up and get things done. And sometimes it's hard to wind down, but sleep is really, really important, because when we sleep, our body does a lot of its best repair work. And especially when we get into later stages of sleep, that's where our body can really release testosterone and growth hormone, which helps our body burn fat and gain muscle. But if we're only sleeping 4 to 5 hours a night, we're not going to release those hormones in as high amounts as we need. And then also too, is we're going to start to raise the level of the hormone ghrelin, which is our I'm hungry hormone. And that hormone will get us into like cravings and eating more than we should at certain meals. So we want to keep that under control. So basically, just to put it up in a nutshell, is sleeping about 7 hours to 9 hours straight. I know it's easier said than done, but you should know where you're at. I know 7 hours for me is good. My wife needs about 9. But trying to really set up a good sleep environment, you know, get off your screens about an hour before bed, because the blue light from iPads and phones and stuff will really kind of keep your brain stimulated. So about an hour before bed, get off those things. Don't turn the TV on. Create a nice, quiet, cool, comfortable environment, and just get into a routine and be disciplined about going to bed. I know that's a lot of times what helps me, is to do a lot of reading at that time. That's when I read a lot of the books that I'm working on, and that helps really, it sticks with me in my brain, but it also helps me go to sleep. So that's just what I do, but it doesn't mean that's going to work for you. But find a routine, get into that routine, and be disciplined about your bedtimes, going to bed, and getting off the screens, and get into that sleep, knowing that it's kind of like putting your battery on a charger. You're going to recharge the batteries for the next day, so your nervous system gets recharged, your hormones get recharged, And you will notice a big difference in your workouts as well when you have a lot of sleep, that you will get stronger and you will feel more fresh and you'll have a little bit of extra push on, especially on those heavy lifts that we talked about last week. So those are three more areas I wanted to cover for, you know, getting rid of the dad bod. And it's a lot of stuff. But, you know, like I said, if you can pick one thing a month to work on in 6 months, you could knock something out in every one of these areas. So if you're at none of these, if you're 0 for 6, start with one, work hard on that. Once you get that down and you've got that into a rhythm, then move to the next one. Try to eat an elephant one bite at a time. You know, remember, fitness is a lifelong journey. It's a marathon, not a sprint. So, you know, one step at a time. You'd be surprised in 6 months where you'll be if you just add one habit a month. So hopefully this was helpful for you guys. Definitely reach out if you need help with programming, nutrition advice, but this is just some basic stuff that I think is really important, especially as we get older, to have a quality of life versus quantity of life, and to make sure that we are taking care of ourselves so we can be our best for our families and the other people in our life that depend on us.